are here at the 2018 ACUC in Boston, Massachusetts, with CU Solutions Group's very own David Dean. How are you, David?
Doing fantastic. How are you, Mike?
Doing well, doing well. We were just talking before the recording. It's been like exactly a year since we chatted last. How's things going at CU Solutions Group? You guys have been busy, really busy lately.
We have. You know, it's funny. I was thinking about, so it's been a year. I was thinking about how it kind of feels like the story at these things is often the same, you know? It's the fintechs are coming, hide your members, you know? And I feel like that story is starting to sound a little old, you know? It's like, it's almost white noise at this point. But in this last year, some pretty powerful stuff's been going on. So it's time to stand up.
I agree. And you guys are doing your part as well. You guys have a whole slew of solutions that are kind of, pardon the 90s term, but cutting edge, you know?
So. Yeah. Last time we talked, we were getting ready to launch LifeSteps Wallet. We have since launched it. We have 2 credit unions in market, and we have 6 more that are coming out in Q3. We'll be over 20 by the end of the year. So thank you.
Yeah, I've talked to a couple of people that have been using it, and they've been really, really pleased with it. So good job.
It's really been neat. You know, it's a mobile banking enhancement suite, which opens us up to so many opportunities to customize it for credit unions and really offer members exactly what it is that they want in the area of fintech.
All right, hey, let's talk about another topic on the table here, literally on the table. The $380 billion, that's B with a billion, underbanked, or oh, no, no, I apologize. Let me start over. I apologize. The $380 billion unbanked opportunity.
Yeah.
What's this opportunity? What or who is this opportunity?
No, you were right the first time. It's $380 billion. So one thing that's happening lately, it's actually in the last 3 to 6 months, is all of the biggest technology companies on the planet are starting to offer financial services. And this is like what everybody's been so worried about for so long. The industry has yet to be disintermediated because of all the regulation and other things around it. But what's happening is some pretty clever stuff. So Amazon, PayPal, Apple, Uber, Walmart, Green Dot, like all the big, big companies you hear about. In the last 3 to 6 months, every single one of them has started offering financial services. And I mean like prepaid debit cards that you can use at ATMs. You can fill up a checking account. You can buy things online and in store. It's all the stuff that we do. And it's kind of a wolf in sheep's clothing kind of approach, because they're like, don't worry about us. We're not coming after your members. We're not coming after your customers. We're just going to help all these poor people that you don't want to help, right? All these poor people, these unbanked and underbanked people. Well, the unbanked and underbanked represents 28%
of the
country, 88 million people. It's a huge market, and it's an important market to serve. It's really why every single person in this room chose the career that they did, right? It's affordable financial services for all Americans, all people. So we really not just have a kind of a moral obligation, but now we have an obligation like out of opportunity. There's and the reason why the tipping point kind of happened recently is because of mobile technology. So now, because of mobile technology, we can serve this marketplace in a way that we couldn't before. Before, it was not affordable. Half of these people are saying, you know, 38 million, that's where the $380 billion comes from. 38 million of them say that they couldn't even sustain a $400 hit financially if it happened. It's hard, and they have, you know, a lot of them have poor credit scores. It's very hard. How do you serve that market in a way that keeps your own lights on, you know? Now you can do it with mobile. So I'm out here talking to people, ringing the bell, trying to rally the troops.
Right on, good for you.
Saying we've got to collectively come together in this collaborative way that credit unions are so good at. We've got to start partnering. We've got to stop trying to build all of our own technology. These companies are doing it for us. I talk to them every single day. They want to partner with us, even the big ones. We're sitting at the table with PayPal right now. I mean, yeah, so everywhere from PayPal to the smallest startup, they're all targets for us. We can license their technologies, white label their technologies. We can build our own. We can copy theirs if we need to. Or we can just buy the companies. But we got to do it together. 1 credit union, 2 credit unions can't come to these tables and represent meaningful scale to these fintech companies. But when we come together, we can do it.
Yeah, I know like Advantage Analytics is partnering with Microsoft, so that's a nice feather in our industry's cap to have a name like that in our industry. So, and like you said, there's a number of other partnerships that are taking place. And when you were talking about wolf in sheep's clothing, that I went ding, because I got an email the other, or like last week, from the folks at Square saying that you have been approved for a $25,000 loan. Let us be your loan officer. And I went, oh my gosh, you know, that was a wake up call.
Yeah, yeah. And you're not the, I don't know, but I'm assuming you're not the unbanked, right?
No, I'm just, so I'm just a dude that's banked.
Right? Or credit union.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's a big time. I mean, we are at a major tipping point right now. And I'm hoping that the white noise of the story, the sky is falling, you know, has not drowned out the ability to recognize that now is an important time. We got to move.
Yeah, so the key here is to partner with these folks, I'm assuming, or what else can we do? What else can credit unions do to kind of stay on top of this, basically?
Yeah, I think, you know, and I'm really glad you asked, because I think what happens a lot of times after these conventions is everybody goes back to their strategic planning sessions and they sit in groups with really smart people and they say, we know exactly what we need to do, but we can't figure out how to do it. How are we going to do this, you know? I think really what it comes down to is we have to come together, first of all. We have to collaborate, and I mean as an industry, not just as a four-credit union CUSO, but we have to come together as an industry. And then we have to go sit at the table with these big technology companies, and we have to start dictating what the rules are. Otherwise, they're just going to continue to take over. They want to work with us. They do. They don't like all the messy compliance stuff and all that stuff we have to deal with. They would much rather work with us. But if we don't work with them, they're going to find a way.
So is it kind of like what's the old saying, like the frog in the boiling water? You know, it doesn't know it is a slow boil. Yeah, is it something like that that could be a possibility?
I think we're at that point, yeah. Man. I really do. I think it's been boiling for a long time, and it's hard for us to recognize. Yeah. But if you look in the news today, it is the moment we need to step up. So that's what we're doing at CUSG. We're rallying the troops. We're bringing everybody together. We're at the tables, but we need the support of everybody behind us to say, this is the industry speaking, not just us. And then we've got, you know, to bring it back to the product, it's why we invented LifeStep's wallet, because every credit union's going to need a wallet to take all this fintech under their brand and then offer it to their members, right? You have to have that space, and that's why it's such a neat, expandable product, just like a real wallet, you know?
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Very cool. Anything else to add, David? I mean, this is such an eye-opener, and I think this is something that credit unions need to keep their eye on as well.
Yeah, absolutely. No, nothing more to add. I just, it's always a pleasure to see you, and I appreciate
it. Thank you. Appreciate that, David. Well done.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work over there at CU Solutions Group. David Dean, everybody. Check him out.